situation, he won't be doing anything.
My wife said this.
Litigated.
That door can't even tell.
What the basis of his claim is. We don't even know what the basis of his claim is.
That'd be my sister Sally's.
They just have to determine what software to put on.
Is Matt coming to that? Steve, do you know?
Angry Birds for you.
Steve, I think he's on vacation.
Put that down, Angry Birds. Any other requests?
I'm sorry.
Matt's on vacation.
Matt is, yeah.
I brought something for him and he's not here.
He'll be back, I think, tomorrow. No, actually, that's a whole week.
It's actually Patricia. I was just going to have him put on the desk, but.
I can do that.
You're all ready to go, Andrew?
Ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the July 17th meeting of Orville City Council. This evening will be led in prayer by Ray Faylor, the chaplain at Alton Orville and also at Worcester Hospital. Everyone would stand, please.
Let's pray. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Lord God, we pray that we can focus our attention first upon you, your goodness and your truth and your righteousness, and that we will follow in it. Help us, the small part that we might play, as we work on decisions and plans and those things that concern our community, that it might honor you, it might bless others, might help those who are in need of help, encourage those who are in need of encouragement, and bring about good for this community and for your name. And we ask this in the name of Christ the Lord. Amen.
Amen. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you, Pastor. Have roll call, please.
Chu.
Here.
Wilson.
Here.
Vance.
Here.
Hampshire.
Present.
Espirit.
Here.
Korfman.
Here.
Larson.
Here.
We have two sets of minutes to approve this evening. Our regular meeting minutes from July 3rd. Anyone have any additions or corrections to the minutes as received? Mr. Vance?
I move that we adopt the minutes of the regular meeting on July 3rd.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Wilson.
Yes.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup.
Yes.
We also have the minutes of our July 10th special meeting, which is where we discuss the budget. Anyone have any additions to that one? Shouldn't be. It was a short meeting. Mr. Vance.
I move that we accept the minutes of the July 10th special meeting.
I'll second.
Thank you. Second, Mr. Larson.
Vance.
Yes.
Hampshire.
Yes.
Espiris.
Yes.
Korfman.
Yes.
Larson.
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Thank you. We have no public comments scheduled for this evening. We'll move to our standing committee reports. Finance, Mr. Espiris.
Thank you, Mr. President. We did have our workshop for the 2018 annual budget last Monday, so all of council had their budget booklets and were able to get all our questions and concerns out during that time. So I think we are good to go. It is up for third reading on resolution 3517 this evening. Other than that, that's all I have tonight, Mr. President. Thank you.
Thank you. Move to utilities. Mr. Korfman.
Thank you, Mr. President. The utility committee has been reported. Thank you.
Thank you. Health and safety. Mr. Vance.
Thank you, Mr. President. No report from the health and safety committee.
Thank you. Parks and Recreation, Mr. Wilson.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report tonight.
Thank you. Transportation, Mr. Shoup.
Thank you, Mr. President. Transportation has no report either.
Thank you. Planning, Mr. Hampshire.
Thank you, Mr. President. I'll follow suit. Nothing, sir.
Thank you. Ordinance and Personnel, Mr. Larson.
Thank you, Mr. President. Ordinance and Personnel has not met.
Thank you.
We have no special committee reports for this evening. We'll move to our administrative reports. Mayor Handworth.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have several items tonight. One is our July Employee of the Month is Andrew D'Alessandro from the Police Department. Sergeant D'Alessandro began his career in law enforcement while serving as an MP in the United States Navy. Once honorably discharged from the Navy, Andrew got his first civilian police job in Dalton. In 2009, Andrew was hired by the Oroville Police Department as a police or a patrol officer. Officer D'Alessandro began his tactical career by attending basic SWAT and became a member of the SRT in 2014. Officer D'Alessandro was promoted to the rank of police sergeant, and Sergeant D'Alessandro's career got more focused as he attended advanced SWAT and SWAT team leader and is now supervisor training and education program. Sergeant D'Alessandro is currently in charge of the Field Services Bureau, which encompasses Department Armor and Firearms Instructors, SWAT team leader, crime suppression unit, and many patrol administration functions. Sergeant D'Alessandro has become a very valuable member of our Oroville Police Department and enjoys serving our community. I might also mention that for quite a few years, he was also a member of our firefighters. So I think he finally gave that up as time became too valuable with all the things he was doing on the police department. We'll be having lunch tomorrow at Baja Fresh. Also like to, at this time, since it's we've not had a council meeting since the fireworks and the 4th of July festivities, just thank our firefighters once again for a great week. We had a wonderful fireworks display on July 8th, which was just a tremendous thing to see. And also just the cooperation between our firefighters, our police department, acting director of the War Cog, Cody Post, who worked very closely with our police chief, Matt Birkbeck, to put together a very, very well planned out ideas on how to keep everything straight radio-wise over the fireworks night. And also our service department and utilities department, which do an awful lot to get things ready for that a lot of people don't realize. I just wanted to briefly mention the WARCOG security breach. I'm not going to say very much about that because the information has been very well reported in the Daily Record articles. And I actually had that written down before I saw Bobby Warren in here. So I didn't say that just because you're here. I was going to say that anyway. But they have been very well reported. There's really little more that we can add. The administration is doing everything that it's being asked to do and told to do by the FBI and suggested on what we need to do next and what best practices are. It is very hopeful that within the next few days we will be able to get some things moving as far as getting people notified about who might be on the list of people that were had information breached. I know even us here at City Hall, since we have a close relationship with the WARCOG, we don't know if we're on that list or not either, so none of us know that yet. But there's very strict protocol that has to be followed with this kind of a situation, and so it's not just, you know, well, we'll do what we think we can do. There are many musts that have to be done, and we are doing those, and so things are being followed and done the way they're supposed to be done. I know this has been frustrating for a lot of people, but as we see in the news every day, this is happening more and more. If you think what this world would be if people that have the brain capacity to do this kind of thing would use it for good and positive things, boy, that would be something, because obviously some people are pretty smart. They're just not doing much any good. One last thing to mention, and we continue to have trouble around town with people that aren't doing a real good job mowing their yards. Not very fair to the rest of the people in the neighborhood that have to put up with that. I would like to commend all those that do a great job, especially those weeks that we had lots of rain. Hard to keep up with that kind of stuff, I understand. But it's not only good for your own property value, but a very nice thing for your neighbors, too. So I appreciate the people that still keep up with that. And that's all I have. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, move to our Safety Service Director. Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. I want to echo Mayor Hanwork and give special thanks to the Firefighters Association for another great 4th of July week with all the events. Also want to thank the Service Department, Police Department, and all the respective utility departments as well for their hard work as well and their preparation. But again, a special thanks to the Firefighter Association, the firefighters for the hard work, but also the volunteer time, the time away from their family during the holidays that they spend just to make that event go as smoothly as it does. And I would be remiss not to mention the spectacular fireworks show that, again this year. The projects are moving ahead very rapidly now. Concrete street work has begun. They are doing basin work right now, so you aren't seeing too much roads being torn up quite yet, but that work has begun. You also notice Water Street. Dominion is finishing their gas line project from Water or between Walnut and Mill Street on Water. Also, simultaneously, Or Utilities is also doing some restoration work where they did some waterline work last week. So there's a lot going on there. CDBG and OPWC projects are just getting started now. They'll be the next couple weeks. You'll see some folks out there as those projects get full blast as well. The concrete work should start any day now on those projects. This Friday, July 21st, is the next family movie night at Green Pavilion. It's the Disney movie Mona, sponsored by Armstrong Cable. The movie begins at dusk. It's free of charge, and be sure to bring a chair or blanket. The next Oroville Performing Arts Show will be Thursday, July 21st, featuring Classic RPM. This band covers music from the 50s to today. And then the final Oroville Performing Arts performance will be Thursday, August 10th, featuring Kodachrome Babies, a sister duo that will entertain you with their modern-day take on the 1950s girl group sound. So we hope to see everyone out at those events as well. And that's my report for tonight.
Yes, sir.
Does the state tell us what's going on south between Oroville and Route 30? Big orange signs go up, and it's going to be crazy.
That actually was a they did not tell us. We did make a call late this afternoon as we seen the signs, and they are doing a culvert project on 57, so that they will be closing that section for 12 days. Still working with them on the detour route, etc. And we'll get the word out once that's finalized as well. But we had to reach out to them, and that was the county engineer worked with us to get us to the right people to talk to on that. So,
yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a question for you. The state of Ohio, the historical preservation group. Yeah. Have they decided anything on our building on Market Street?
Still working with them on that as well. They're trying to decide what they would allow us to do and all those kind of things, and then we'll make some decisions at that point. But we're still on track to get moving on that sooner rather than later.
Thank you. Yep. Anyone else? Thank you, Mr. Wheeler. We will move to our utilities director is excused this evening. We'll move to our finance director, Ms. Scrimlin.
Thank you, Mr. President. Our 2016 CAFR and audit are complete. The audit had no significant findings, and we have submitted the CAFR to the GFOA for the award. We should know the outcome of that later in the year. Both the CAFR and the audit will be available on the city's website for view, and if you have any questions, feel free to call me. That's all I have this evening.
Okay. Thank you. Move to our law director, Mrs. Kirkbride.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have no report this evening.
Thank you. For my report, not actually a report, but a comment, along with the fireworks and everything else, the last few weekends we have had more ball teams in Oroville. Between the two softball tournaments, where the one I think had 72 teams or something. Last weekend there was a baseball tournament, and I didn't even know that one was coming, but I noticed that the fields in the park were full. It's great to see that many people coming from out of town. On Saturday afternoon I stopped into Dairy Queen, and there were a whole bunch of people that had Dover baseball shirts on, and I asked them what they thought of Oroville, and I didn't tell them who I was. I just wanted to get their feel. And they said, well, we think it's a really nice town, and we like that you have so many ball games. So it turned out pretty good. I never did let them in on who I was and why I was asking. But the firemen put on a really great, two really great tournaments, and I'm not sure who was in charge of the tournament.
Oh, the youth baseball.
It may have been.
Or not?
May have been. I'm not sure on that one.
The younger kids.
Right. Okay. That's all I have for this evening. We'll move to old business. Mr. Morrison.
Resolution number 3517. I move this resolution be placed on third reading.
Second.
Mr. Espiros.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Espiros?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Bam?
Yes.
Resolution number 3517, a resolution approving the budget for the city of Orrville, Ohio for the calendar year 2018 and declaring an emergency.
Ms. Stremlin, do you have any additional news for us? I mean, we covered this pretty good last week.
I don't have anything additional to that, but I'll be happy to answer any questions.
Anyone have any questions?
I would just like to comment that once again, this year, as in previous years, Director Stremlin does an outstanding job of preparing for these meetings and answering our questions in regard to the budget. Thank you.
Mr. Vance.
Just had a comment. I noted last meeting, our mayor said that this annual, the state budget, didn't contain good news for municipalities or something like that. Something to that effect.
Yes, you know what, as soon as you said that, and I did not get the numbers, I said I was going to say.
I did a little research on my own. One report I found said that municipalities are being funded at a level of $1 billion less than they were 8 years ago. Ohio has a little over 900 municipalities, so I didn't take math at Orville, so you can do the math, but 1 billion divided by 1,000, you get an average of the significant reductions that municipalities have faced in local government funding. And in our area here in Orrville, our employment levels are about 20% less than they were 8 years ago. And we've seen other municipalities around us raise increase income taxes. And I would just like to reach out to our governmental officials who represent us. I've never heard them explain what should the funding formulas be for municipalities? If the state's going to withdraw support at that level, what is the plan? What do they foresee our municipalities being able to make up those funds? They've reduced the number of funding streams for Orrville. And so I just invite our representatives to engage the municipalities they serve and discuss the whole funding issue for municipalities all across Ohio and in their own districts. So that we know what they are thinking and how they think this is all supposed to work. Because, in Orrville, we are very fortunate. We are in the lowest 5% of all municipalities in Ohio for our income tax rate. But as we've seen, we have a very, very conservative budget. I think there's a spending freeze in some areas for the next budget. And so it's not that municipalities aren't being careful and wise in their stewardship of funds. It's just that we continue to see every budget, additional reductions and allocations, from the state. So it'd just be great to be able to have that conversation and see what they would have to say for us and how they think this is supposed to work.
I can say that the first answer will be, as the 1% income tax, their answer is going to be, you need to raise your taxes because you're one of the lowest ones around. And I don't think our citizens would be that happy about that answer. I feel that our directors do a fantastic job of getting things done in this community on a 1% income tax. We had that conversation last week. I don't think people realize how much gets done. In fact, one person came in and said, how do you do all this? And I said, with your 1% taxes, that's how it gets done. And lots of good searching. We do very well at getting grants when they're possible to get and that sort of thing. But Mr. Wheeler, Ms. Grimlin, Mr. Brettinger, and I know that's on the utility side, but we work very well together, do an awful lot with the 1% income tax in this community. And I know with utilities, a lot of that has to do with ratepayer money, too, so that's a little bit different animal there. But you're right. I can say that even though I did not get those numbers together, it's over $1 million for sure that we've lost since this all started sliding downhill a few years ago with local income tax money going away and the inheritance tax going away. And those two together added up to almost $1 million just by itself. So, even though they shoehorned that in so it didn't take place all in one year and it was phased in or not, over a few years, you lost that much money, and there was nothing replacing that. So it is an issue, that's for sure. I know Ms. Strimlin saw the brunt of that at a meeting she had, was that in Columbus last week, right? Mm-hmm. Yeah, where somebody really pretty lost their cool in this meeting, and it was a mayor of a village about the money that they don't have anymore, and what are we supposed to do? So it's a concern, that's for sure. Thank you.
One thing that I've noticed is that the people in Columbus, whether they're our representatives or if they're the governor or the lieutenant governor, whoever it happens to be, when they reduce the taxes, that becomes a headline. Boy, we're reducing the taxes for the state of Ohio. Well, the thing that they don't tell you is somebody's got to pay for it if we're going to continue with what those taxes we're paying for. And I think that needs to come out somehow in Columbus. And I'm not sure how to get our local representatives to listen a little bit more, but it certainly is a problem. If whatever that other community was, it's definitely a problem for them, and it's a problem for every town in the state of Ohio.
Yes,
it is. I will just add one thing on some of those issues we've had the last few years. Our local officials have been in support of what we believed in, but they did not have the support of enough people down there to help in the ways that we thought we should be helped. So,
okay, we're still on Resolution 3517. You seem to have gotten sidetracked.
I move that Resolution Number 3517 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Aspiris.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
That completes our old business. We'll move to new business. Mr. Larson.
Resolution number 3817. I move this resolution be placed on first reading.
Second, Mr. Corkman.
Corkman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Shoup?
Yep.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Aspiris?
Yes.
Resolution number 3817, a resolution authorizing the Safety Service Director to enter into an agreement to sell a parcel of property containing approximately 3.239 acres located in the Orville Technology Park and declaring an emergency.
Mr. Wheeler.
Thank you, Mr. President. This is a sale of, obviously, just over 3 acres to SVF Holdings, which is also known as Venture Products. They own the adjacent property. This particular property is where the oil well is located on the south side, and then on the north side of that, there is a stormwater easement. So it's pretty limited in regards to what that property can be used for. It is going to be used by Venture Products for parking. And as a result of that, the sales price is $10,000, which is what we've typically sold property that is not buildable per se in the industrial park for. So just asking for your approval. It would be great if we could get it prior to the break in August so that we could close as they're looking forward to a tenant.
Is that $10,000 per acre?
Per acre, I'm sorry. Okay. Yeah, $10,000 per acre, which is the sales price we had on other pieces of land that are either unbuildable or very low quality, shall we say.
Any other questions? Mr. Vance?
Was this its own parcel already, or did you have this re...
This actually is the parcel that's basically in between what Venture already owns and what Animal Supply owns. So this is what we knew would be somewhat dead property once Animal Supply determined where they needed, where they wanted their lot line to be. So,
I see.
Yeah, and I know dead's not quite the right word, but, you know, very not an ideal site, shall we say. And we knew we'd always have to contend with the gas well in regards to that being there, so.
Any other questions?
Yeah.
Mr. Shearer.
So the Animal Nutrition, they bought the lot 3788, correct?
Yes. No, they bought 3788 is Venture Products. 3789 will also be Venture Products. 3790 is Animal Supply.
$3790?
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's where the solar panel...
The solar panel will be just north of 3790.
Okay, so yep.
It would be up with probably 3791. It's not on that particular map.
Okay,
all
right. Yep.
Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Anyone else have any questions?
Move rules, regulations, and statutes requiring the reading of the resolution on three separate days be suspended.
Second, Mr. Hampshire.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horstman?
Yes.
I move resolution number 3817 be adopted as read.
Second, Mr. Wilson.
Shu?
Yes.
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horstman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Thank you. That takes care of our new business. And we also, just as a reminder for the council people, we have the month of August off. This is our last meeting this month. So I will see you again in September. Does anyone have anything for good of the order this evening?
Yes, on this tax situation we were just talking about, just send your state taxes to the city and we'll send Columbus what they need.
That's a good idea. I think that works.
Anyone else?
Wilson?
Yes.
Vance?
Yes.
Hampshire?
Yes.
Asparis?
Yes.
Horstman?
Yes.
Larson?
Yes.
Chu?
Yes.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for attending our meeting. We're now adjourned.
No, I really needed it tonight, actually. It was one of those nights. I actually had to borrow $2 from my wife just to go get one.
That kind of hurts.
It does.
It costs $14.
You better believe it.
What was this about? Hey, you know, you're being upset. All right, got it.
He's the one, though, that introduced it to revive. So they had a moderator panel with these three.